listening to the podcast, and today's topic is business technologies. I'm joined by co-owners of West Lothian Ironing, a small basket ironing company founded last year, who have completely reworked the way that small businesses around Bathgate do business by completely ignoring all old technologies in favour of using things like PayPal and Google Ads compared to standard leaflets and adverts and papers. And first off, I'm going to ask Heather a question about PayPal and how it has affected the way she takes payments, and then I'll be asking Lorna about how she finds using Google Ads compared to standard advertising systems such as like an ad in the Yellow Pages or maybe using an advertising company that does their own business compared to having complete control over what you put out and when you put it out and how much to spend. How much easier is it to take payments over the internet using PayPal compared to getting a card machine from the bank or taking card only payments?
I find PayPal is a lot easier nowadays because not all customers carry cash around them. So when I'm dropping off their ironing, it means the customer can now pay it online. It also helps me to track payments. So for the end of the year, I've got a full listing of customers and what they've paid. It also makes it easier for myself because it costs £120 to get a card machine from the bank. They then take 6% when you're making a payment, and then I've also got to find time to bank it. And also, if customers are given cash payments, again, I'm having to find time to bank the cash payments.
Six.
How do you find using modern advertising techniques such as Google Ads and online advert services compared to old techniques such as taking an advert out in the paper or the Yellow Pages or something like that?
We found advertising through the website advertising agencies a waste of money. I think we got two responses. But what we found was any time that we had to do any changes to the adverts, it was costing us money just to change it. We also went down the road of leafleting. And what we found there was the cost of the leaflets and also the time that was actually taken to deliver the leaflets. It was like a lost opportunity there. We also looked at the Gumtree adverts, and to be honest, we didn't get anything off of that. What we eventually looked at was the Google Ads. Cost us £26 for the year. We were inundated with the inquiries, ended up having to turn customers away, and eventually we had to pull the ads. But the ad's still there, that should we need more customers in the future, we know where to go, we know which route will be taken.
Judging by those comments, it sounds like modern technologies has really influenced the way that small businesses can make money. Using because of the constraints of traditional advertising and taking payments, it's really costly to get started. Most startups that don't take advantage of these new technologies, they seem to really struggle. Whereas using things like PayPal and Google Ads it's so much better than putting leaflets out through the doors and stuff. That's really time consuming. You have to pay someone to go do that for you, as well as pay for the actual materials to be created. And it can be a big cost for someone that's just started out if you don't have that much money for your startup. Not only do you have to sacrifice paying yourself first, you have to pay someone else before to do these kind of things. And it can be kind of dodgy, because if you don't declare it to the tax or anything like that, you can get in quite big trouble, even for as much as £15 for 3 hours of delivering, sending out letters or flyers. You've got to... It seems like a bit much for people to do. Well, I hope you enjoyed this edition of the podcast. I hope you stick around and subscribe for the next one. Feel free to leave a comment on my website telling me your feelings towards this and what your opinions are. It's always nice to know that people feel the same way. And if you don't feel the same way, prove your point. Just state your argument and I'll try and come back to that.